Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Thousands of local residents will take time off this weekend to enjoy the Labor Day holiday, and just make sure you don't get behind the wheel as an impaired driver. The Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on local roads as 7 local law enforcement agencies join the CHP to conduct a maximum enforcement period over the next 3 days. Since the Labor Day enforcement period began 2 weekends ago, 43 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI. Police have conducted DUI saturation patrols and DUI checkpoints as part of that operation. 54 drivers were arrested in the same time period last year. And don't be surprised if you see a highway patrol car at a school near you. The California Highway Patrol is beefing up patrol in school zones this fall to imprint the need for safety near children going to school. Adam Yeager of the Highway Patrol said all available hands are on deck for the school patrol this fall. He discussed the strategy on Talk Shop.
We have 4 special duty officers that have a bunch of different duties, and then of course the sergeant. So if we are only throwing 4 or 5 officers out there, obviously they can't get every school. But right now in the morning time, we're trying to throw out every available officer.
Adam Yeager said that many drivers are still not heeding the speed limit or other laws regarding schools and school buses.
You know, a lot of times it's the ones that aren't dropping kids off too that are just bailing through. They're obeying the speed limit but not obeying the school zone speed limit and not paying attention, and everybody's in a hurry to get to work or get to wherever they need to go.
Adam Yeager also reminds us that the Highway Patrol is on duty in force this Labor Day weekend, a maximum enforcement period. Fortuna police are mourning the death of a canine crime stopper. Zorro, a German Shepherd, passed away after a short illness. He'd been helping police with hundreds of apprehensions since 2006, and he was the city's first canine officer. He'd helped almost every law enforcement agency in the county over the years and had become a celebrity at local schools and community events, demonstrating his ability to protect his handler, Officer Jason Cadel. He'd been retired since April of this year after 8 years on the force. Eureka Councilmember Chet Albin, who was appointed to fill out the term of former Councilmember Lance Madsen, officially kicked off his campaign yesterday. Albin was joined by supporters for the kickoff event at the Fisherman's Terminal Building in Old Town. Mayor Frank Yeager introduced Albin before he made a brief statement. Albin will face off against Natalie Arroyo for the 5th Ward Council seat. Arroyo announced her candidacy earlier this month. There is one other race for the City Council, as Kim Burgell will face incumbent Mike Newman for the 3rd Ward Council seat. Mayor Yeager and Councilmember Marion Brady are running unopposed. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. After failing to pass by 3 votes, the State Assembly has passed a bill that will phase out the use of plastic bags in grocery and retail stores throughout the state. SB 270, which failed to pass earlier this week, is now headed to the Senate for a vote, and if approved, will move on to the governor's desk for signature. More than 80 local government bodies across California have already begun to phase out single-use plastic bags, and backers of the bill say it will save cities and the state millions of dollars per year in cleanup and recycling costs, as well as reduce solid waste in landfills. The ban would affect grocery, liquor, and convenience stores, along with pharmacies. And the Senate has passed a bill that would allow a law enforcement agency to temporarily remove firearms from an individual who is at risk to commit violence, a bill labeled the Gun Violence Restraining Order. If enacted, the Gun Violence Restraining Order would be issued by a judge and would prohibit the named party from owning, purchasing, or possessing firearms in an effort to prevent gun violence. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.